Shared office spaces have been a big trend, and there are already dozens in Boston. But there's a new one opening today geared toward women. This new space aims to give women the tools to excel in their careers, as WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka reports.
There's a distinct color scheme that greets you at The Wing, a new shared office space in Boston's Back Bay neighborhood.
People see pink and assume that we're just choosing pink because, you know, girls like are supposed to like pink.
Yasmin Shahida is a spokeswoman for The Wing.
But there are actually studies that prove that the color pink is calming.
The 10,000-square-foot co-working space is designed specifically for women. There's a beauty room and a mother's room. Even the temperature is different here.
It's typically set anywhere between 72 and 74 degrees because our members like it a little bit warmer. It's designed for the average temperature of a woman's body.
That's backed by research, too. A recent study showed colder temperatures hurt women's productivity in the workplace. Shahida says The Wing tries to create a more comfortable environment for women. That's also reflected in the furniture, which is designed specifically for women's bodies.
So understanding what, you know, the average height of a woman is and catering, you know, a chair to table sort of height distance to a woman is different than that of a man. So we decided to sort of take it upon ourselves to design these furniture items ourselves.
But there's more than just aesthetics at The Wing. The co-working space offers workshops for women on everything from financial planning and intellectual property law to sexual health. You might also find discussions with politicians or celebrities. Shahida says the space is a place for women to connect, find mentors, and gain tools to excel professionally.
I think it's important to the world. You know, I think everybody needs to focus on helping women grow and advance themselves because traditionally that has not been the focus. It's been about, you know, helping men advance in their careers. That's why we see so many CEOs who are, you know, white men, and we don't see a lot of representation in sort of the C-suite. And what we're trying to do is change that.
Of course, women face other disparities in the workplace too, like the persistent gender wage gap. The Wing wants to create a sense of belonging. Susan Duffy with the Center for Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership at Babson College says that could help women navigate the challenges they face in the workplace.
It really matters to be in a group where people just understand you, have similar experiences, get what you're trying to do, and give you that kind of role modeling, championing, helping you see that you're in this, you know, with other people and not alone. That really matters.
That's exactly how entrepreneur Melissa James felt when she went through a tech accelerator called Smarter in the City in Roxbury, a program geared towards minority entrepreneurs like her.
As I was getting started, I certainly felt a lot of imposter syndrome when I was getting my business off the ground. I wasn't sure if I was truly the expert or the thought leader. But over time, by like just my friends kind of pushing me that were in the co-working space to go for new opportunities, it certainly helped me feel more confident.
James says she would use a space like The Wing if she were just starting out. But other co-working spaces are a better fit for her business now. She operates her tech company out of a WeWork near South Station.
Now that we're growing, I think for us it was more so about thinking about, like, you know, what fits our needs. When we looked at co-working spaces, it was just really important that we had, like, a private space. I have a gender balanced team, so that was really important to me that not just myself, but my co-workers also felt comfortable too.
More choices give entrepreneurs more opportunities to tap into whatever resources they need. Susan Duffy from Babson College sees spaces like The Wing as a complement to other co-working spaces, not a replacement. And she says the trend of catered spaces will likely continue.
There are co-working spaces for veterans. There are co-working spaces for tech. There are co-working spaces now for women. I think we'll probably see co-working space for seniors. And that's all a good thing as long as we can continue to be fed with all the really interesting, diverse perspectives that lead to continued innovation.
The Wing is the first co-working space for women in Boston. The new shared office is the company's eighth location in the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.